song I wrote with a couple of great friends of mine, wonderful songwriters, Verlin Thompson and Mr. Guy Clark. That's right, he's Mr. Guy Clark to me. Song about a grand old opera performer whose name was String Bean. Many of you might not have seen him until he was later on the show Hee Haw. But he was Bill Monroe's first banjo player. He was a good banjo picker. He was a banjo man. And if you ever saw String Bean anywhere, you know he wore a funny little outfit. He had a tiny little hat on. He had a big striped shirt that went all the way down to his knees. And then from the knees down, he had a little short pair of pants, complete with a belt. So it's possible String Bean started hip-hop fashion. We're not sure. But it was known around Nashville, Tennessee, where he lived. He lived out in Ridgetop, Tennessee, a little bit north of Nashville. It was known around Tennessee that he didn't trust banks, and he carried all his money in the bib of his overall pocket or he'd have it hidden somewhere on his farm. So this is a story of a couple of boys. They were cousins. Their last name was Brown. And the Brown boys went out and hid out one night to rob String Bean and his wife Estelle when they got home from the Grand Ole Opry on a Friday night. So this is the story of String Bean and Estelle. On the Ridgetop, Tennessee, in 1973, the Brown boys killed String Bean and Estelle. Reason for it all is in the bib of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown boys could tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours, but things didn't go their way. Just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but they wouldn't let go of his opry pay.
Found.
Mojo. We need the big mojo. We need the positive mojo. That's why we're calling on the good mojo. Stephen Mojo now. Good old Jimmy Martin tune for us.